Hey guys, this is Stacy from humorishomemaking.com. I have a little treat for you guys today. We're going to do a little audio blog with one of my friends from over at Practical Stewardship. I'm going to let her introduce herself, and then we're going to talk a little bit about being a good manager of your home when you work outside the home. I had a request from a lot of you guys to talk about this, and I don't have any experience, so I had to call in the troops. And I have a couple friends who you're going to be hearing from who do have that type of experience, so that hopefully we can really dig in and get some good tips about how we can all manage our homes just a little bit better. So I am going to let my guest take it away. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Sonia Saar at and I blog at Practical Stewardship, and I blog about once a week. I stayed home for about 10 years, and through that I taught piano lessons in my home the entire time. And then when my son, well, I guess he was about three, I went back to work and only worked about, let's see, about 3 hours a week. Okay, so I had to take him with me. And then
Oh, I have to stop and ask you, what job did you do that you were able to take him with you?
I'm a choir director at a private school that was starting.
Oh, awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, so anyway, so he, because it's music, it's okay if they make a little noise.
Right.
And it's kind of hidden that way. So anyway, I was able to bring him while I taught choir a few hours a week. And then last year when he went into first grade, I started teaching two classes at the public school of choir. And then I'm still at my private school doing let's see, 3 or 4 days a week of choir, depending on the day. Well, that's confusing, sorry. I teach two classes at the private school 4 days a week. And so I altogether, that is not even half time. And then I still teach piano lessons, so I do a lot of little things. So I still kind of feel like a stay-at-home mom in a way, but I am away a lot too. So I feel like I have to re be really good with my time and manage it well.
So now that you have been at home full time, and then now that you have been out of not at home all the time, did that really dig into the amount of time that you had to spend on things at home? Did it take a big chunk of your time away?
Well, it did, I mean, take me out of the house, obviously, but I feel like when I was at home, I was working about the same amount in my home because I try to be efficient with what I'm doing. When I was doing piano lessons, just piano lessons in my home, it was, I did more piano lessons back then, so I still had times where I couldn't, do my laundry or work on the dishes or whatever. So, but I guess I always have felt, whether I've been strictly at home or at the workplace, I like having those blocks of time where I have deadlines. So if I know that I have to do a piano lesson at 10 a.m. for homeschoolers or whatever, or I have to go to the school to teach choir, I have to get my load of laundry in before getting off to work or whatever, or teaching. So
So what you're saying is, knowing that you only have a certain amount of time helps you get more done in that amount of time.
yes, yeah, it's kind of like you pigeonhole yourself, and I'm painting myself in a corner, and I know I only have this much time. So if I'm gonna do it, I have to do it right now, and I think that is helpful.
I
Can
can see
you?
how that would be helpful because I stay at home all day, and so I think, okay, I have all day to get this task done, whereas on days that I don't always have that, I do think that I can get more done in a shorter amount of time.
Yes, yeah, I think I need to do that a lot to myself. Otherwise, it's easy to let the time fritter away.
So how do you schedule your cleaning? people who read my blog know that I have a different task every day of the week. So what is your method of homemaking and how you keep your home in order with cleaning and laundry and cooking and all of that type of thing?
Yeah. Okay. So, as far as laundry goes, I do it whenever I see that we have a full load. Like, I don't like to have just one laundry day. That's just myself. With our family of five, I used to just do whites one day a week. And that I would say, oh, I'll do it every Saturday. But because there's just so many pairs of socks, and it just started getting overwhelming. Like, it felt like I was folding and doing so much whites for so long, even just with one load, I just started breaking it up into two loads. So that I actually do Wednesday and Saturday during the school year. But as far as colors go, whenever we need them washed, I'll just do it then. And when I'm when they're out of the dryer, I fold it right there, so I'm not waiting for it to get done. And also, now that my kids are a little older, I'm trying to involve them a lot more, and because I can't do it all, and it's really good for them to be trained to do these kind of things. So they like, even my youngest, my 7-year-old now, he can, put clothes in the wash machine. I help when he puts the soap in and everything. And he can put things in the dryer. I usually fold the things out of the dryer because I have a way I want to do it. And then
I believe that is called OCD.
Yes.
And that's perfectly acceptable because I have it as well.
Yes. And then I just have recently started letting my 11 and 9-year-old girls start helping a little bit, or at least pulling their stuff out to take care of those things. But I'll take care of the other things. So that's laundry. As far as the kitchen and dishes are concerned, that's where I always make sure every day, by the end of the day, it is all the kitchen is cleaned up. I have to have a clean kitchen because that I make most of our food. Like,
everyone, listen up, because she told me about this tip before and I absolutely loved it. It makes so much sense, especially since the kitchen is usually the hub of the house. Now, apologize for interrupting you, and please proceed.
Yeah, so I feel like if we have a clean kitchen, we're more likely to use it. And it's too easy to get overwhelmed with the pile of dishes and to go, oh, I'm going to eat out. And I think it just saves a lot of money when you eat in the home and you don't give yourself excuses to eat out. So this is a way of avoiding excuses and just making sure that the kitchen is always clean. So, the dishes are put away typically after each meal. Sometimes breakfast and lunch will kind of slide in together. But my kids, my older girls do help put those away now. So I'm doing the hand washing of the bigger things, and then they're putting things away. So we're there together. So, cause I can't do it all. I keep telling them I just can't do it all. So I really have to be a good delegator in the home. And not just, cause it used to be just me. Obviously when the kids were little, they couldn't do anything, but as they have gotten more ability, I really try to incorporate them. And this is a little aside too, like growing up, I didn't have to do this stuff, which
I didn't either,
which is kind of awful in a way, because it's totally awful. I mean, back then I thought, hey, this is great. My mom loved it. She did it all. But I got, when I was 15, my parents divorced and my dad got remarried, and my stepmom was like, you haven't cleaned a bathroom before? It's like, no. So she stood over me while I'm cleaning this tub. And so it's like, oh, that's good that she tried to incorporate some of that stuff. But still, when I got
out. That sounds like Cinderella.
When I got, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, God.
When I got out into college, I still wasn't fluent with my laundry. That's when I really started doing my laundry, and then in being in the kitchen. So, I even asked my mom, my friend's mom, I don't know why I didn't call my own mom, but I didn't. I called my friend's mom to ask her, can I heat this can of corn in the microwave? I knew not to put corn, the can, in the microwave, but could I heat up corn? Like, I didn't know what to do in the kitchen, how to do things. So, like, because of this, I have a complete passion to, like, equip my own kids to make sure, hey, they know how to do more than just toast bread and make a box of macaroni and cheese. So
yes, but I need to tell everyone as well, is she is a fabulous cook, and a lot of her recipes are family favorites, especially her chocolate granola. So I find it amazing to know that even if someone is listening and they think, I am a terrible homemaker, or I don't know what I'm doing, you can always learn, and you can go so far. My first batch of biscuits looked like hockey pucks. So just because you feel, or you haven't been taught, or you feel like you don't know anything, doesn't mean that you can't overcome that or learn things.
Yeah.
And then actually get quite good at them.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So that was about 19. That was about half my life ago. So now I'm 40. I just turned 40.
And happy birthday.
And I'm feeling more fluent in the kitchen. It really wasn't until I stayed home and really started, spending some time in the kitchen where I really started feeling good about what I'm doing and interested in food. I guess I've gotten an interest in food. But anyway, back to being...
Well, I do have a question. So yes. Do you feel like that when you're working or you're outside of the house on the days that you work, even if everything else in the house kind of gets left to the wayside, if the kitchen is clean, you feel like you're better able to tackle other things?
Yes, it is. It comes down to my kitchen.
Like, so even this is just a tip. So even if you think you can't get anything else done, try to make sure that you keep your kitchen clean.
Yeah. I mean, and that's for me and our family. I know other people probably have different things, but that's really my big thing. Like the floors, they can go a couple of days. I don't like that. It's not a preference, but it really, it's okay if they don't get swept and mopped each day. I like it when they do, though. And the kids are now better at helping me be able to keep up on the floors. And now that school's about to start tomorrow for them, like they won't be traveling through so much like they do in the summer with all their dirt, which is great. But anyway, so there's pros and cons, like when I'm out of the house, because I'm out the same time they are. So so we're all homeless during the school year, and I don't work in the summer. So it's a little bit different for me as far as like working out of the house. I'm home in the summer, which is fabulous.
That was the kind of job my mom had as well. She worked at school, so she was home in the summer.
Yeah. So the kids don't know me being away, really.
When do you clean?
And what?
When do you clean?
Okay. So, the kitchen and stuff, last year I was able to leave right after the family did. So I cleaned the kitchen right after they left in the mornings, and then again for dinner. As far as the laundry goes, when the kids get home and I want to clean their uniforms or whatever, I'll try to start a load right after school. And then like bathrooms and stuff I didn't talk about, but those I do as needed. I don't ever go, hey, this is my, it's Saturday, my bathroom day. I don't have that. I really go as I need. And actually, every time I'm in the downstairs bathroom, I take one little square of toilet paper and just like get it a little bit wet and just like wipe off something.
That's one of the best tips ever, I think, that has helped. Every time I go to the bathroom, I clean something.
Yeah, like just a little bit of something, whether it's like behind the toilet. Or
wait,
like
nobody cleans toilet. Behind their toilet.
Oh, I started trying to do this because it's like it would get so like dust bunnies, lots of dust bunnies and that kind of stuff. And it's like, just nasty. And if you've ever had a boy, they just,
I am new to this, and yes,
okay,
I'm with you.
they don't always aim. And like I grew up having a sister, and then I had the two girls, so having the boy at the end is just, it's a learning curve. And so like they don't always make it. And you know, anybody with boys, please clean the walls
Oh,
of your
yes.
bathroom. Because if you've ever walked into like an elementary boy's bathroom, it is just one of the nastiest smells. I mean, the girls just not like that is the boys. So clean your walls. Anybody who has boys, please train everyone in your family to clean the walls.
So, in summary, I would have to say you're saying that for the most part, what you do is that you clean almost everything on an as-needed basis, and you
Yes.
clean your kitchen every day, and then you wash your laundry as it piles up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So, how do you prepare, and what is your plan for meals whenever you're out of the home?
Okay. So meals, I always try to think through the week before in general what we're gonna do. I don't write a menu. I did that for a little while, but I just found that if you're trying to eat frugally, it's, at least for our family, it's not a great idea to try to plan everything because like we don't know how much leftovers we're going to end up with and like how they can be incorporated later. Like, so let's say I make a crock pot of chili and we can have it for lunch the next day. Well, we can actually have it for, I have enough that we can have some for dinner too the following night, and maybe I repurpose it. Maybe I put some broth in it so it actually becomes like a taco soup. So, you know, how far is that going to go? You know, when I make a meal, I try to make a lot because I don't want to be in the kitchen doing a meal every day. So I hope that makes a little bit of
So
sense.
you like batch cooking?
Kind of,
Okay.
but just with one thing usually,
One
like
thing at a time.
with a meal, with a meal. Now, if it's like baking or something, I totally will be like, hey, I'm gonna make four different things because I have the oven on and maybe I have a block of 2 hours or 3 hours. Oh, and on I've just written it in my calendar that every Tuesday night I'm going to make some kind of homemade snack, whether it's a couple of batches of granola bars, or maybe it's granola for people can eat for breakfast, or
Make her chocolate granola. I'm going to put the link in this post for you. You're welcome.
you're very kind. Anyway, so I do that. It doesn't always happen on Tuesdays, but that seems to be our freest evening, and so sometimes I'll just take that a little place in my calendar, and if it didn't work out to do on a Tuesday evening, I might shift it to Thursday evening or whatever. So, but I do at least have it penciled in, so I make sure that we have some homemade treats. So, and then okay, my friend Jennifer gave me this cool tip, I guess. If any of you have a cast iron skillet, which I just got into cast iron cooking about 4 or 5 years ago, so I'm more new to this, but if you don't know what to make, just cut up some onions, put a little olive oil, or we use avocado oil in the bottom of a pan, and just start cooking onions. And then you'll usually get some kind of inspiration. But cooked onions with carrots and celery, I usually will throw into, well, all my soups and all my chilies, and that's actually a big basis of what we eat in the fall and the winter because they're so frugal and they stretch out so much, and you can make big quantities of them for that can last for a while. So those are my biggest things, but also like in trying to eat frugally, I know this is not about frugality, but this is what it's ended up to be. Sorry.
That's okay. Frugality is a part of homemaking.
Yeah. So, oh, great. I totally lost it.
So what you're saying is the smell of onions gets your juices flowing.
it does. Yes, it does. Oh, okay. Eating frugally and all that. You know, if you are one to look through the ads in the newspapers and see what's on sale in the different grocery stores, to have your menu planned out for the week and then you realize, hey, this isn't on sale. It's just not a good way for us to go. So I don't do that. Usually I'm trying to shop out of our freezer and our pantry, and you know, now I know we have one more 5 pound chub of ground turkey to use. And you know, zucchinis are really in plenty. So, you know, I've been making zucchini meatballs and, you know, anything with zucchini, you know, zucchini bake. So, I really try to eat seasonally and then use what's in the freezer too. So, I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it did. It really did. So I think what I have gleaned from you is that it seems like when you're outside of the home, you kind of have to be a little bit more, not really fly by the seat of your pants, but more adaptable so that
Flexible, yeah.
flexible, that's what I mean. So that at certain times when certain things need to be done, you just do them
Yeah.
instead of. 'Cause see, I think a lot of times whenever I mean, if I'm away from home 'cause we're doing something special like VBS,
Okay.
then I get overwhelmed when I get home and there's things to do instead of just doing the next thing that needs to be done. I do not I can do nothing at all.
Yeah, right. That
So just do the next thing that needs to be done and make sure your kitchen's clean
Yes.
and do your laundry on an as needed basis.
Yeah. And I didn't mention vacuuming, but I do try to have my oldest daughter, she does it on Saturdays.
Oh, and I loved what you said about delegating because I'm a stay-at-home mom and I try to delegate. But if you work outside the home, then delegating is even more important
Yeah, so we're
because.
yes, absolutely. We're gonna try something new starting tomorrow because that's when school starts, but because our whole family's either going to leave at the same time or I might just leave a little bit earlier than them, which I hate thinking about, but that's and not horribly earlier than them, but just 10 or 15 minutes. But it means that I'm not going to be there when they might be done with breakfast. So we're going to see about them putting away their dishes like right into the dishwasher. And so that I'm delegating that to them as we go into this new school year. Instead of just putting right in the sink the dirty dishes, we're gonna see if they'll do that. So each individually for breakfast only, and then kitchen or the dinner is different, but.
I just want to say thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me because I knew that you have a lot of good tips. I love your blog and all the tips that you give, and especially your recipes. So thank you for coming on and giving us a little glimpse into your day with some tips to help us all do better at our homemaking because we're all trying to do better. And
Amen.
if you guys have any questions, you can leave them in the comments on this post, and she and I will do our best to try to answer them. I'll answer them if they're to me, and maybe she'll answer them if they're for her.
Yes.
So, leave your questions below. Thank you guys for listening. We would love your feedback as far as how you felt like this went. And then we will have another interview soon, with Angela from the grocery shrink. So you guys have an awesome day and thank you for listening.
Yes.